on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM, the best radio show in the world. Probably.
Oh, good morning, my wonderful listeners. My name's Keith Ball, and this is the Having a Ball show. And all I can say is that I've got a wonderful guest.
I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Listen, baby, I'm gonna throw your picture away. You didn't love me any old way. You found somebody new. Our romance is through. Listen, baby, now some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love that will never last. I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new. That was in between, and to me it was just like a dream. If we had to stay together till June, not a problem, bright and blue. That's why someday this old heart of mine is gonna find a love to make me shine. Shine like diamonds and gleam like gold. I'll find someone who can rock my soul. I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You find somebody new. Our romance is true. Listen to me. Find a love that'll make me shine. Shine like diamonds, gleam like gold. I'll find someone who can rock my soul. Gotta get you off of my mind. Lord knows, just a matter of time. You found somebody new. Now romance is through.
On Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Well, good morning, my wonderful listeners. My name's Keith Ball. This is the Having a Ball Show. Hope everybody's having a wonderful week, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful weekend. I've been told it's getting a little bit warmer, but my wonderful guest today, are you on the Having a Ball Show? Yes, I cannot wait. I've got a couple, actually. You wouldn't believe it. First of all, I've got the wonderful, yes, the governess, the wonderful Anne Hegarty coming into the studio. Whoa!
Phoenix FM.
And the other guest, I've got the wonderful Lord Martin Rose. Come and talk about a charity do he's got organised on the 14th of April. And Anne Hegarty is one of the celebrities that will be there as well. And he'll be in the studio live as well.
Phoenix FM.
All I can say is that it's going to be one of those wonderful shows. And I've got the wonderful Spencer Carter joining me as well. And we're going to do the CNA, the sketch. Oh, yes, you've all been waiting for it. But let's carry on. Let's have a little bit of wonderful Louis Prima and Moonglow.
It must have been Moonglow. We're up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear your saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I keep on praying, oh Lord, please let this last.
We
seem to float right through the air. Oh, heavenly song seems to come from everywhere. Oh, now that there's moon glow, we're up in the blue. I'll always remember the moon glow.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, the wonderful Louis Prima. Right. Well, like I say, you've got to have a little bit of Louis Prima on a Saturday morning. Well, my week, yes, it's been a very busy week, and also, you know what I mean, it's been a bit rainy as usual. Nothing's changed in this wonderful country of ours. But what about the M25? Closed from 10 to 11. Oh, on the M25, unbelievable. That's going to cause chaos. But if you're stuck in traffic, I do feel sorry for you, but please change and listen to the wonderful Phoenix 98 FM, my Having a Ball Show, from 10 till 12. So let's carry on.
We'll be right back.
FM.
She brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. 98 FM. Looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna help. Better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and weld. Oh, you gotta jump, jive, bend your way, 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 you gotta jump, jive, bend your way.
Yeah. Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM, the best radio show in the world.
Probably.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful. Yes, the one and only Denny Islett's Electric Lady Big Band. Now, I told you, I went and saw them in Ronnie Scott's, and I'll tell you one thing, unbelievable band. It's a must-see band. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my guest has turned up, and I'm going to let her chill out for a little while and have a nice finish, a drop of coffee I've made her, especially. We've got wonderful staff here. We've got wonderful Tony's here. You know, wonderful Tony Smith is here, and he'll be helping out as well. As I said, when I said I've got other guests coming, the wonderful Lord Martin and Lady P. Rose, and the wonderful Spencer Carter to do a Sissy and Ado act, where he wants to ask a question. So you know what our Spencer's like. But let's manage on to a lovely song. I love this. This is George Melly and the wonderful Digby Fairweather. I love this song, When My Ship Comes In.
A ship that sails the sea for little folk like you and me. It carries all our dreams, our little hopes and schemes. I had a ship that sailed away. It's coming back someday. I'll build a golden castle, grand and tall, with 18 butlers standing in the hall, and Walt Disney paintings on the wall. When my ship comes in, I'll leave the choice of all toys up to you. But if you think a big role Rice will do, I think I'll play it safe and honor too. When my ship comes in, I'll buy Barnum and Bailey's and move them right next door. They'll give two performances daily for the kids who never saw a show before. On golden chairs we'll sip our tea for two. I'll have old Digby there to play for you. I'll have George Melly singing boo 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 when my ship comes in. Ring up your Santa Claus and raise his pay, and tell him we'll have Christmas every day. When my ship comes in, when my ship comes in.
Phoenix FM.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Town Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Chicago is tugging sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Union Stockyard. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful. The governor himself, the wonderful Frank Sinatra. And my kind of town. Well, I told you, my guest was going to be here. And the wonderful, oh, fantastic, the lovely Cuddly. I call her Cuddly because she's such a lovely lady. And if you ever met this lady on the street, she will cuddle you, talk to you, whatever. And all I can say is that she's the actually the brainiest lady around, and it's the wonderful Anne Hegarty. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, Anne, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just bend that down. Just bend that. That's lovely, Anne. That's it.
Can
now.
You hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you, Anne.
Excellent.
Always. And the wonderful Anne Hegarty, ladies and gentlemen, is with me in the audience. In the studio. How you been, Anne?
I've been good. I've been really good. How are you?
Thank you very, very much for being here on the Having a Ball show.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now, we met at a charity do.
Indeed.
And we got on very, very well. And I really, what I love about it, and we met, of course, at Lord Martin's party.
Indeed.
As well. And what I love about it is your calmness, and you've got a happy way about you. Now, even though you're called the governess, which I'll come on to later, right, you're not the governess outside. It's just marvellous.
Well, no. I mean, you know, I lead an incredibly privileged and a pleasant and happy life, so it's not that difficult for me to be happy. I mean, you know, you should have seen me like 15 years ago.
Really?
When I was broke and had bailiffs on the doorstep and I wasn't
really.
Nearly,
yeah.
I mean, I come from a sort of reasonably prosperous family, but I'm just, I was a bit rubbish at work.
Really?
So, let me think. Early, I think it was New Year's Day 2008, there was a ring at the doorbell and it was a bailiff, and while I was talking to him, another bailiff turned up about some completely different debt.
No
way. I was like, oh, you're going to make me sell all my furniture, aren't you? And I just simply begged some money from friends and just kind of got along like that. But the following year, yeah, things really started to change.
Oh.
When I discovered that there was a high-level quizzing circuit in the UK that I hadn't known about. And I went along, started doing well. It was just about the time when they'd finished filming the first series of The Chase.
Yeah.
Within a couple of months, people were saying, you know, if it gets picked up, I think we may have found our female chaser. Because they've been looking for a female chaser for 16 months and just hadn't found her. So, yeah, I just, you know, people say, how did you get the job? I'm like, yeah. I sort of tripped and fell. I mean, you know, it was just a chapter of accidents, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Marvellous. And also, was it one of your fields? Did you used to go to, like, don't mind me saying this, pubs and clubs and everything, and join in with the quizzes?
Not that sort of quizzing, really. I was on Mastermind in 1988.
Really?
Yeah. And when you've been on Mastermind, you get to join the Mastermind Club.
Sorry, I'll start, and I'll finish here. Carry on.
Yeah. I've never heard that before. So that kind of keeps you faintly in touch with quiz. But I just didn't realise that, you know, I didn't go to pub quizzes because I didn't have anyone to go with. I mean, I've always been very sort of solitary, not lonely, but just kind of, you know, Rudyard Kipling's cat who walks by herself.
Yes.
So, you know, I didn't have a team to go pub quizzing with. And I thought that I was probably reasonably useful at quizzing. I didn't realise I was as good as I was, actually.
Did you win loads of money?
No, I don't think I've ever won any money quizzing.
Really?
And wait. Last January last year, I went to York to take part in a speed quiz. Because I always think I'm slow. I'm not actually very quick. I'm the slowest of the chasers. So I'm always trying to improve my speed. And it turned out I actually ended up coming fifth, and I won £50, which is nice. And in Britain, you don't actually have to declare your winnings to the tax people.
Do you ever feel sorry for the actual guests when they kind of, they've got all this money up and money up and money up, and when it comes to, like, you've got, like, 20 seconds, and you know you're... the wonderful Anne Hegarty or one of the chasers is going to... And they've got £100,000 going to charity, but you get those last two questions.
People ask if I feel bad about depriving charities of the money. And I tell you what does make me feel bad is a show like one I did the other day. I mean, I have no idea when they will show it. But one I recorded the other day when... the contestants scored really well. They worked really well together, and they got a really good high score. And they must have thought the money was in their pockets.
Yes,
they were,
of
like,
course.
Mentally already spending it. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to lose here, aren't I? and bizarrely enough, I actually won with something like 3 seconds to go.
Really?
That sort of makes you feel quite conflicted because, you know, they've had several minutes to think, oh, my goodness, we really are going to win this. We really are going to come away with this. Whereas, you know, if you're chasing a 12, 13, 14, you think to yourself, well, they never had very many hopes anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yes,
but,
of course.
You know, you can't... I kept to the very last question, and it kind of flashed through my mind, shall I throw this? And no, of course you won't throw it. You never throw these things. But you sort of thought, you know, you felt bad.
But I love also the warmth that you and Bradley have towards each
brilliant.
Other. Because basically, I've met him many years ago, and he's a lovely fellow. He's down to earth. That's what I love about him. It's how he sees.
Lovely bloke.
Because he how he is on telly is exactly how he is outside. And you can make him jump, as we've seen, you know, have you laugh. But the way he comes over with, you can see it in his eyes that when he's joking with you, he's trying to be serious.
Yeah.
So it comes over like, because you're the governess.
Yeah.
But he comes over very funny because he knows the reply. He looks at you as if he's, I can't laugh or smile. I want to get a reaction from her. And it's marvellous. It's a marvellous thing with you.
I always think of myself as a terrible giggler. I'm actually quite impressed at the way I manage not to giggle most of the time on the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the early days of the show, I would go back to the hotel and I'd lie on the bed and I would just simply remember all the things that had happened, and I'd just lie there laughing to myself because it was just all so hilarious.
Well, I believe you're playing one of your wonderful songs. This is, we're going to play a list of songs. As our miser said, this is the Anne Hegarty Having a Ball show, and she has chosen these wonderful bits of music, and her first choice is the wonderful Jewellers and Kiss on the Lips.
There are so many rules in school. That school you
what to do.
Some rush for glory days, some preach a preacher's ways, some sing of the blues.
Which is a great song, and it also it's a great song for our wonderful guest on my Havenable show, the wonderful Anne Hegarty. The crowds are going mad for you. Right, Anne, all I can say is that you're probably the only lady I know that's been on television in front of millions of people getting in bed with Bradley Walsh.
That was extremely fun evening, I've got to say.
That was so funny, Ed. That was funny. And also, like, for Fanny Schwimmer. Was it Sam
Schmeller?
Have I got Schmeller. Schmeller.
Fanny Schmeller. Apparently, it should be pronounced Schmeller. That's what she herself personally told me. But, you know, we all pronounce it Schmeller, don't we?
But his face was just a picture. You couldn't believe it, could he? You could not believe it. But you get in bed with laying there. That was funny. And you took your shoes off.
Yeah, I can't actually remember doing that. But I do remember he was panicking because he was like, I'm not wearing anything. And the sound guy threw him a pair of underpants.
Yeah. That was it, yeah.
The thing is, it was a hot... this was actually filmed last June, and it was a hot night, and there weren't any windows in his bedroom, so, you know, it was really quite warm in there.
Was he in the cellar saving money?
No, it was in a hotel room, and the hotel staff were all in on it. They knew what was going on, yeah. And his son Barney did, because he had the key card to let everyone in. But Bradley, I promise you, didn't know anything. that was a lot of fun.
Oh, wicked. I'm going to be playing a song because one of my other guests has turned up, the wonderful Lord Marching Rose.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm going to be playing. This is me singing with my big band in the old days.
The shark baby has such teeth, dear, and he shows those pearly whites. Just a jackknife has old McKee, baby, and he keeps it way out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby, scarlet billows start to spread. A fancy clothes, oh, where's old McKee? So there's a never, oh, a never trace of it. Let the damn thing swing. Now on the sidewalk, oh, sunny morning, lies a body, I just oozing light. Oh, someone sneaking around that corner. Could that someone be old McDonald? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Well, the cement bags are just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is there simply for the way there. Bob will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Disappear, baby, after going out. Oh, Hollis, hard to catch. Now Mac keeps bands just like a sailor. Could it be our boy has done something right? Oh, Jimmy Diver took his orgy. Oh, Miss Sally Linia.
On Phoenix FM,
the best radio show in the world. Probably.
Don't
FM.
Oh, that was one of the wonderful Anne. My wonderful guest is Anne Hegarty today, and she is one of her songs, the wonderful Dusty Springfield, and I Only Want to Be With You. Now, I'm sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. I have got to put this across to you on my Having a Ball listeners. Yes, Lord Marching Rose is here. He's here with his wonderful wife, Penny. Hello, Martin. Hello, Penny.
How do?
Hello, Anne.
Yeah.
Hello.
First day, for about 4 weeks, we felt normal. We've had this dreadful flu bug. And, I mean, Penny was worse than me, but there again, she looks worse than me. But well, we've had...
Okay.
Last week...
He doesn't do chivalry. No,
he doesn't, does he?
This time last week, we were in hospital because... They were a bit worried about Penny, so they sent an ambulance for her, and she had all the tests. She had blood tests.
Yes.
ECG.
Yes.
3 brain scans.
Yes.
Did they find one? Why 3 brain scans? I said, well, they couldn't find it for the first
time. Yeah, I know. I knew you'd say that, yeah.
Charming.
But we're back to normal now.
Why are you
now
with this man again?
Do you know what? It's marvellous because I've got Anne Hegarty, the one of Anne Hegarty in front of me. I've got Lady Penny Rose, and I've got Lord Martin Rose on my right. And also, I've got Sissy now. I'll introduce you to Sissy when you turn up. No, I'm Sissy. Ada will be coming in very shortly. And he'll be talking with you as well and asking a few questions. Now, before I carry on, I've got to ask Anne a question from one of my granddaughters, the wonderful Ellie, my lovely little Ellie princess. Okay. Now, I've got to ask you this. Ellie wants to know, my lovely granddaughter wants to know, why are you called the governess?
Well, originally, they wanted to call me the headmistress. And I thought, okay, fine, if you insist. And then, before we filmed Series 2, which was the one in which I joined, it had been a year since they'd recorded Series 1, and I'd never done it at all, so we had loads of rehearsals. And during rehearsals, I noticed Brad starting to refer to me as the governess. And I said to the producers, could I be called that instead? Because to me, a headmistress is a bit sort of... She's a bit sort of dull and hidebound, and she has to follow certain rules, whereas a governess, you know, she can basically do anything she wants. A governess is Mary Poppins.
Yeah, did you hear that, Ellie? So I'm not going to call you the governess because you can do anything you want. Well, you do everything you want now. But that's why, Anne. That's marvellous.
That's marvellous. Okay.
And it's stuck with you, Anne?
Yes. They also call me Frosty Knickers sometimes. That was something that
Frosty
came
Knickers
up...
Frosty Knickers as well?
Frosty Knickers was something that also came up in rehearsals. When we were practising doing a head-to-head and practising sort of doing banter with the contestant...
That's got to be... Did Bradley
and,
call you Frosty Knickers?
And Bradley yeah. said to the guy playing the yeah. contestant, he said, she's cold, this one. We call her Frosty Knickers. And I just looked at her and I just looked at the contestant and said, he knows nothing about my knickers. And Bradley absolutely cracked up. And then a few weeks later, we were filming, and I had a cold. And I thought that when I walked out, I should sort of explain why my voice was a bit hoarse. So I went and sat down and said, I must apologise, I have a cold. I must have opened my knicker drawer too suddenly. And following that, it kind of, it was established that I was Frosty Knickers.
How do you also, what about that guy back to the chase, it's how, I know you explained earlier on about it, it must be so hard to keep your straight face, because Bradley, some of the questions that come over, you know, you look at the contestants, and they've all got straight faces, but Bradley just, squeezes up with a face, and he's just got to go, how'd you get them?
I think of myself as a terrible giggler, actually. Yeah. I always think I'm going to corpse at, like, any minute. Especially if I was doing panto over Christmas.
Who did you play?
I played the Empress. It was Aladdin.
Oh.
And there was an occasion when I had to be involved in a chase around Widow Twankey's laundry. And I hadn't realised this, but the shoes I was wearing were not actually great for running in, and I slipped and absolutely face planted.
No.
I was perfectly okay, but I couldn't stop giggling. And the two policemen had to help me up. I mean, they weren't actual policemen, actors playing policemen. They had to help me up, and I thought, you know, it would have been even funny if you'd just taken my ankles and just dragged me off stage. But I couldn't sort of very well suggest doing that. And there was another occasion when I came on, and it was a sort of very grand entrance, and part of my my costume got stuck on part of the set.
No way.
Had to be released. And again, I was just trying so hard not to giggle for the entire scene.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, as you might have heard out there, the first only, she's a giggler, the wonderful Anne Hegley. Now, I think in a few years' time, it'll be Dame Anne Hegarty.
Well, wouldn't that be lovely?
It'd be wonderful. Imagine that. You might imagine that. I'm not looking at you at the moment, Mr. Lord Martin.
Mr. Lord Martin.
Mr. Lord Martin. Yes, Mr. Lord Martin. I know you. Yeah, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you Martin today. Is that okay? Please do not cut my head off.
No. Actually, as from last week, my name's Amos.
Amos.
Yes, Amos Burke.
Yes. Burke's Law.
Do I watch what?
Burke's Law.
I don't know.
Don't you watch Burke's Law?
No. He's Amos Burke now.
Burke's Law goes back to the 60s, right?
Okay.
And Gene Barry, who portrays Burke's Law, is a multimillionaire. And he works as a police captain in America, but he loves doing a job, right? So he lives in this mansion. He's got an S3 Rolls-Royce 1963 long wheelbase, yep, which I drool over.
Yeah.
And he has the dreadful job. He's very, very suave, debonair. And so the whole, all the way through the program, he's kissing the most beautiful women in the world. Yep, and that's part of the programme. That's Burke's Law. I mean, it's on. Anyway, so we watch it.
Now,
I'm going to go back several years. If we've got a couple of minutes, and I was asked to do an after dinner speech.
Yeah.